The golf course had a dress code.
Yes.
What was that dress code?
You must have a collared shirt. Shirts had to be tucked in and certain length shorts.
And then the ladies?
Ladies had to have tucked in shirts too, and they had to have certain length shorts as well.
Some ladies would come out, maybe their skirts were too short?
Yes.
And you'd have to?
I'd have to tell them, I'm sorry, the dress code is so many inches.
Yeah. Would you have people who were not members, they... This is a golf course, and I'm here.
Yes, people would come up.
And I want to play golf.
That's correct.
And you'd have to tell them.
I'm sorry, you must be a member here, Swellen Hills. You've seen that Roy D. Mercer thing. Can I have a short shorts? They give me hell.
This is a good point here, then, to bring that up, because Roy D. Mercer was a character in the team of Phil and Brent on KMOD in the morning. Roy D. Mercer called people and put them on. One day, Roy D. Mercer calls you.
That is correct.
And what happened?
Roy D. called me and he gibbered, you know, so I couldn't understand what he was saying half the time. And he told me he and some other people were invited to play golf at Southern Hills Country Club, and I had to tell him we have dress code here. We have got T-shirts. I said, no, sir. They were just giving me hell for the sake of it.
And then, of course, he'd say, I'll come down and give you an ass-whooping.
Ass-whooping, yeah. And he was going to come down. I said, well, I've had one or two, and I've given one or two myself, so you better be a good man.
Well, you know what, George? This would be a good time to listen to that right now. Let's listen to it.
Okay.
Got shop, George speaking.
This George?
Uh-huh.
George, my name is Roy Mercer. I was calling y'all. My wife, Sharon Gina, won a contest at a magazine.
Uh-huh.
At an art contest and won a free round of golf down there with y'all, and I was going to call and try to set that up sometime this afternoon.
She run one of that Southern Hills?
Yes, sir. Well, it's a Tulsa Area Craft Kit Yearly Magazine to run an art contest.
Uh-huh.
And she done a portrait of that Jack Nicholson.
Uh-huh.
That golden bear. She done it out of colored sand, and it won. And we get around the golf for four and lunch out there to your clubhouse, and they said to call George, and he'd fix it up. I got four folks that's ready to come out there. Could we get on sometime between maybe one and two this afternoon?
Not today. Let me...
Well, they said we could come up there any time this week and do it, and I figured today I got today off.
Uh-huh.
And I got my buddies, couple of buddies, and my boy Raymond is going to play with us, too.
Uh-huh.
Out there, and we was hoping to get off there sometime this afternoon.
Let's see.
Do we all have to have clubs?
Yes, sir.
Because we only got one set between me and the boy.
Everybody has to have a set of clubs.
Well, they said that y'all would provide them if we didn't have clubs for everybody.
Who said this?
The Tulsa Area Craft Kit Yearly Magazine.
Uh-huh.
Tacky Magazine.
Hold on, I'm going
to... I was supposed to have golf for four, and I guess I'm going to need three sets of clubs. And they said something about a dress code out there.
Yes. Hold on a second. I'm going to switch you to the manager.
No, I need... They said talk to George was who I needed to talk to.
Who told you this?
That was the lady down there to the magazine, Diane Ross, down there to the magazine.
And this is a what was the name of the magazine?
Tulsa Area Craft Kit Yearly is a contest. Sound like you're trying to give me the runaround down there.
No, I'm just trying to find out what's going on. I don't know about it myself.
What's going on is that me and about two of my buddies and my boy is going to be there, twixt one and two, and we're going to play golf on your golf course, or there's going to be an ass-whooping.
Pardon?
Well, going to be an ass-whooping. She won that contest fair and square, and we're supposed to come out.
Did I say she didn't?
Well, no, but you're trying to make it sound like I wasn't going to get to play to your golf course.
No, I didn't. I'm just trying to find out... who sponsored this and so forth. I'm just trying to get...
It was an art contest. She worked for about 6 months, made that Jack Nicholson out of colored sand.
Uh-huh. Well, you come on out, and we'll take care of you.
Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, so then the boys, all he's got jeans, shorts, and T-shirts. Is that okay?
No, sir. He must have a shirt with a collar on, and he must have regular slacks, no jeans.
No jeans. What kind of place are y'all running down there?
This is a country club.
How big a boy are you?
Not pretty big.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I whoop your ass, can we just wear what we want to out there?
No, sir. but it takes a hell of a man to do it.
Well, I'm a hell of a man.
It must be.
You had ever had an ass whooping?
I've had it many a time, and I've given one or two myself.
One or two myself? Where are you not from here, are you?
No, I'm not from here.
Where are you from?
Ireland.
Huh?
Ireland.
Isn't that up north of Wagner?
No, I'm afraid it was not. I'm trying to figure out who this is.
Well, it's Roy Mercer, my wife Sharon Jean Mercer, won that contest. In fact, they said they was going to hang that portrait of Jack Nicholson up in y'all's clubhouse over there. They're going to have a ceremony today.
Uh-huh.
And we's coming out there. I need two low-salt plates on the lunch.
Uh-huh.
Two low-salt plates and a couple of chicken fries.
Sure.
Okay. And then the boy's got a Sonic shirt. Is that okay if he wore that?
No, sir.
It's got a collar on it.
He got a collar on it.
No, sir.
Oh, come on.
No, sir. This is somebody. I'm getting the run around here.
I tell you what,
getting the run around here from somebody.
You're getting a run around, huh?
Somebody's already here. Somebody in the background. Somebody's got you giving me a hell of a...
George, Phil and Brent.
Yeah, how's it going?
Well, yeah. We're pretty good. Now, Dave said it'd be okay if we showed up in a pair of high top Converse that we'd fixed up with a box of finishing nails for spikes.
I sure get hell.
He said. he said, man. You were the guy that could get us on, no matter what we were wearing.
Oh, dear. That's been fun.
I'll just make a divot out there and we can bury you in it. How about
okay,
that, George?
That'll be good.
So that was kind of fun to listen to that again, wasn't it?
Oh, heck yes.
Well, that's a nice memory, and we have it forever.